Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
MCM Network. It's a football Friday, but we'll pepper in some postseason baseball as well. Coming up in the next hour, we'll start with another great slate in college football with multiple must-see games. Miami and Florida State, that rivalry is back to maybe being good. Diego Pavia is once again running his mouth about Bama. Will Arch Manning reinsert himself in the Heisman competition? We'll talk about that. In the next segment, our first look at the divisional round in the MLB postseason. All the favorites advanced out of the wild card round. Is it more chalk this round than it's Parlay Central at 7:40? All coming up next in the next hour here on the Daily Tip. So, Jenks, I just saw this. Mm-hmm. Diego Pavia apparently is being mentored by Johnny Manziel, and it feels very fitting. Because when it comes to confidence, this is what we saw from Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was absolutely electric when he played college football. He also had like the cool celebrations to go along with it. He'd like to troll people a little bit. But unfortunately, his demise came in the NFL and he wasn't super focused. So do you think this is a good thing? Because I'll say the quote is, learn from my mistakes, brother. Learn from Johnny. Don't be Johnny off the field.
I don't know. Do you really trust Johnny Manziel? I don't. Johnny Manziel didn't even study the playbook in college. Like, he's very famous for, he just went out there, which is how he played. When you watch Johnny Manziel play, he just ran around the field and made things happen. He didn't know the playbook at all. He just went out there and got it done, which is amazing to think about, but it's why he was such a force at the time, because he could do it all, and everything was off schedule, and he somehow made it all come together to help the Aggies win and then win the Heisman Trophy. Then he gets to the NFL and thinks he can do the same, and oh, it's different. Like, I don't know if I necessarily buy Johnny Manziel saying, don't do what I did. He'd be like, hey, we've worked hard today. Good work. Let's find some strippers and coke. Like, I feel like that would be Johnny Manziel at the end of a work day.
But I feel like it should be relatable coming from Johnny, though. Because, like, he is somebody who lived this lifestyle that Diego Pavia is living to an extent. Like, Diego Pavia is not on the level of Johnny Manziel. Like, Johnny Manziel was having, like, Drake write songs about him. But I'll say this. Diego Pavia and, like, Theo Vaughn are, like, you know, scouting for ways to get, who is it? I just forgot her name. Who's the singer that they like? That does the great dances, but she's not that great of a singer?
Oh,
Tate McRae.
Oh, Tate McRae.
Tate McRae. I don't know why I couldn't think of her name. I could think of her face and her body.
Me too.
But my point being is that I mental picture. Oh, that's a nice one. But I do think it's more relatable when it comes from somebody that you know lived the lifestyle. It's almost like those preachers who had that like really checkered past. And you're like, oh, they did a complete 180. Like Jelly Roll is not a preacher, but he's like a country singer that had like this really bad past. So I think people can relate to those people who have had the mistakes and who have lived that lifestyle and they've turned their life around. Because I do think Johnny Manziel has turned things around. I'm pretty sure he doesn't drink anymore. I don't see him like actually partying.
Really?
So, have you followed him? I don't think he drinks.
Does he not? I don't know. Maybe that's just rumor. I hear he's at college bars all the time hanging around. Didn't somebody tweet that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Also, didn't he have that documentary where he talked about he didn't drink as much anymore and he had like a drink next to him? Like he had a beer sitting right there. Maybe it's true. Maybe he's got it all together, you know? And also, when I wear a bracelet that says WWJD, it's what would Jelly Roll do based on his history? You know, I take inspiration from him too.
I mean, Jelly Roll is a good public speaker. Like, I don't know if you've seen him at some of these award shows. There is a reason that people, like, follow him religiously. Like, the dude is huge, but my goodness, can he speak the hell out of, like, you know, some motivational speeches.
Yeah.
So, Jelly Roll, shout out to him. His music's good, too. All right, so let's get to some of these college games, because Diego Pavia is involved in one of the big ones this weekend. But if you are betting on football, you might as well do it over at BetMGM, because they've got a nice little college football parlay boost token waiting for you. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. All right, Jenks, so let's start with that one. Number 18, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. Alabama land 10.5 points, total of 56.5. So here's the quote from Diego Pavia this week. Mm-hmm. If we play our game, this game is not going to be close. I need to remind him that Vanderbilt is 10.5 point underdogs. He thinks it's going to be a blowout in favor of Vandy, and this is kind of his style. But let me ask you, is 10.5 too many points to give Vanderbilt?
I think it is. I think it's way too many points. I'm going to be on Vandy, but I also feel like it might be a bit of a square play. I was listening to Sammy P talk about this on Bet Sweats, and he was saying he was talking to some odds makers out in Vegas, and they make this number like 14.5, much bigger, whatever the number is. So he expects money to come in on Alabama right before game time, that a lot of sharp action is going to hammer the Crimson Tide. But I, you know, I don't know if I see it, honestly. I don't want to fade Vandy based on them winning last year, based on their offense. And I know when you look at their offense, you think it's just Diego Pavia. That's not the case. They are second in the country in offensive success rate. They're great at the line of scrimmage. It's a big offensive line. Clark Lee is a really good head coach. I think they're going to be motivated, and I just can't lay 10.5 with Bama, especially in what could be a bit of a letdown spot after winning at Georgia last week.
Yeah, it feels like 10.5 points is way too much to me. But again, I think I feel the exact same way that you do, is that sometimes when lines look too good to be true, they can be.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the game where Alabama puts everything together. Because I will say this, Ty Simpson looked really good last game.
He's great.
And maybe if they continue down that road and this is a home game for Alabama and they're normally even better at home, maybe they do roll here. And I'll say this is the X factor for Vanderbilt that they've been talking about here locally, is that Vanderbilt, as good as they have been playing, they've been pretty sloppy. Like, they've averaged like 80-something yards per game when it comes to penalties, even against Utah State. You know, they were giving them first downs because they could not clean up the penalties. That's through four games. This is not the first game of the season. So I don't know if this is something that you clean up when you go on the road, because usually those type of things do not get better when you're away from home, and especially when you're playing a team like Alabama. It doesn't feel like you can give them any more possessions than they already get. So maybe that's a factor. I hope not, because I will certainly be rooting for the underdogs. I at least hope this game is close.
Yeah, I do too. I just want to see a great football game, and clearly I want the Commodores to keep it within the number. But I do think Vandy, based on last year, and even despite the penalties, I've seen enough from them to think that they can at least make this competitive with Bama.
Yeah, I think if I was leaning a direction, it would be the 10.5. All right, next up, let's go to this one, because it feels very parallel to me, because Florida State has a quarterback who also has a lot of confidence and talks a big game in Thomas Castellanos. So number 18, Florida State, hosting number 3, Miami. Miami laying 4.5, and boy, Jenks, has that defense been outstanding this year, especially their run defense. And that's why I think it's going to be tough for Florida State to get things going. But 4.5 in a rivalry game when the rivalry feels absolutely renewed, which way do you lean here?
I am going to lay the 4.5 with Miami. I like Miami a lot here. And the one thing I took away from watching that Virginia-Florida State game was that Florida State kind of got pushed around. Like, Virginia had their way with Florida State on, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage, like right there where you would think Florida State would dominate. No, it was Virginia who was the more physical team, and that's a real problem against Miami because Miami's strength is their defensive line. Like, this is the number one unit in the country in adjusted yards per play. And I just feel like Miami is playing complete football right now. There's always that possibility that Mario Cristobal will lose his mind and make some sort of terrible mistake or terrible call late in the game. But Miami's just too good. And Carson Wentz, I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's playing as well as anyone in the country. He's just behind, I believe, Dante Moore, 9-1 to win a Heisman Trophy. I like the Canes.
Does this total feel high to you? Like, I look at the final scores of Miami's games, and maybe you can expect a lot from their offense, but 54.5, I don't think Florida State's going to score that much because Miami has not given up more than 24 points in any game this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big backer of that Miami defense. Like, the Miami D is really, really good, and they replaced a lot of guys in the secondary through the portal, but those guys have been good. So going in, that was one of the real question marks for the Hurricanes. Not a question mark now, so I know it's just one game sample size based on what we saw in Charlottesville, and that was a huge game for Virginia because they normally don't win games like that. I think it was their first win over a top 10 team in like 20 years. So they kind of went into an atmosphere where they were kind of set up to maybe suffer the loss, and they did. But ultimately, Miami is just next level. I'm a big fan of what I've seen from the Hurricanes so far, and I just don't think Florida State can keep up. So I don't know if I'd go over there. If I had to lean one way when you're looking at the total, I would definitely go under.
Yeah, it feels too high to me. I think that if you can stop the run against Florida State, that is a big deal because that's kind of one of the hallmarks of Gus Malzahn's offenses is that, you know, they do that option handoff to the quarterback where they just run the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be tough sledding when you have a Miami defense that's giving up like 76 rush yards per game. Those are like NFL numbers. That's really good for college. All right, next up, Jenks. All right, let's talk about Texas. Feels like it's been a while since we've even talked about the Longhorns because I feel like everybody has pushed like Arch Manning off a cliff where they're like, we don't want to play with you anymore. We don't want to talk about you anymore. But Texas still remaining in the top 10. Number 9, Texas on the road at Florida this week and laying a mere 7 points. Total of 41.5. A very low total there. But do you think your Longhorns can rebound against the Gators?
I do, and I'm trying to figure out what in the hell is going on with this number. Like, it was sitting at Texas minus 7.5 at one point, went to Texas minus 7, went to Texas minus 4.5 now. So we've seen a ton of money coming on Florida. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I'm going to be on Texas, and I just don't know. Like, at some point, the line moves too much where there's value on the other side. So even if you like the Gators earlier, I think there's value on Texas now. I'll happily take them at minus 4.5. But this is going to be a defensive battle. So if you're looking at a total, definitely skew towards the under. Total set at 42.5. Pretty low for a college game. But these are two of the best defenses in college football. Here's the thing. Florida has a ton of injuries on the defensive line. George Gums Jr., L.J. McCray, they're out indefinitely. Aaron Gates, their star cornerback, he is out for the year. He had surgery on his shoulder this week. So I know Texas has had issues offensively, like a lot of teams in the SEC, oddly enough. But Florida is so banged up, and the Texas defense is arguably the best in the country. And DJ Lagway, I don't trust him at all based on what we've seen from him this season. And I think there's a real possibility that the Gators could quit on Billy Napier. So I'm going to lay 4.5 of Texas.
I think the question that a lot of like casual fans and people who are not fans of Texas are wondering is, can we trust Arch Manning?
Yeah.
Like, did he get his mojo back? Because obviously that was an issue. And I think that Texas defense is good enough to where he doesn't have to be otherworldly. He doesn't have to put up Heisman numbers to win this game comfortably. But let me ask you, as a Texas fan, do you trust Arch here?
I don't know. I think he got his mojo back against Sam Houston State, and I know the immediate response is, dude, it's Sam Houston State, and I understand that. But what you have to understand is, even in the previous games before that, against UTEP and against San Jose State. These are also bad teams. And Arch couldn't hit a wide open guy in front of him. Like, he got booed off the field because he had, what, 10 straight incompletions at one point? So him gaining that confidence back, and we've heard reports, too, that this is happening in practice as well. He was really in his head. Going back to last season, he got a couple starts in SEC play and was really good. So the talent is there. We know that. He's done it in SEC play before. He just kind of got the yips, if you will, and got in his head. I think he's going to do more of a drive the car type performance against Florida. They're not going to ask him to be spectacular. They're going to rely on him. They're going to put him in smart situations and rely on Sark's play calling and then let the defense do the rest. I think Arch can do enough here, and I think getting that confidence back against the Bearcats a couple weeks ago was huge for him.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it wasn't even matchup dependent. It was like he was missing throws where guys weren't even covered.
Yeah.
So like now that he's making those throws, it feels like the confidence is back and he's making those throws. It wasn't like the defense was in his face. He just had some type of a mental block. And if anybody can scheme up a good offensive game plan, I feel like Steve Sarkisian should get some credit here because he is an offensive guy.
I think that's exactly the case. And also, they get Trey Wisner back at running back this week. He's their number one guy. He hasn't played in the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. Emmett Mosley, the transfer from Stanford, he hasn't been playing because he's banged up. So he's going to get back in the lineup as well. Those are two huge offensive pieces for Texas as well.
Absolutely. Should be a great weekend in college football. Should be a great weekend in Major League Baseball as well. We get you ready for the divisional rounds in the postseason. It's coming up next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on a Friday. It is October 3rd here on the show, and the divisional round is officially set in Major League Baseball. And, Jenks, Christmas has come early. We've got Dodgers and Phillies in this next round. Ohtani v. Christopher Sanchez in the first game. I cannot wait to talk about some of these games. But first, we were talking about this during the break. So last night I was in charge of snacks for my daughter's softball team. So I try to do multiple snacks because snacks have come a long way since, you know, a high C and orange slices. Like, people get really into it and they make homemade cookies and all these things. So we normally do like a juice box of some sort and like three snacks. So last night I let Blake choose, which was probably not the smartest idea. So we did Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies, the little bite-sized ones that taste kind of like cardboard, but you still eat them. She did Teddy Grahams, and she did like fruit snacks. Like, she calls them yummy bunnies, but like they're fruit snacks essentially. And then we did apple juice because Blake is very picky when it comes to drinks. So let me ask you, build your dream snack bag roster.
Oh, gosh. I'm not a huge snacks person, but I would probably go, some Gatorade. I like Fruit Punch Gatorade. Actually, I like Powerade better than Gatorade. I'm in the minority there. I think Powerade is so much better than Gatorade. I'll die on that hill. I would have a Kind bar as well. You know what Kind bars are? Like, they have a...
granola bars.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, and they're pretty good for you. I mean, relative, right? Like, they have a dark chocolate and sea salt Kind bar, which is really good. And then I treat myself like a small bag of chips or something. I've worked out. Why not? I deserve it.
Ah, that's pretty tame, Jenks.
Yeah.
Here's what I was expecting from you. An airplane bottle of alcohol, a pack of cigarettes, and maybe a can of dip. Like, that would be the Michael Jenkins parenting special.
Chelsea, that's during the game. That's during the game. That's how I perform at my peak. I'm like, let me take a drag and go out here and see if I can swing away. Maybe get myself a double or something.
Denton, you care to chime in here?
I can tell that Jenks doesn't have kids because putting a Kind bar, while they are fantastic, and I would crush some Kind bars, putting nuts in a snack bag for kids with the allergies, that's a tough one.
For me,
you're going to send little Susie to the hospital.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you toughen her up. Like, you know what? You'll build a tolerance
system.
You'll build a tolerance here, Susie. You'll be all right. You'll thank me later. That's true. That's something I didn't
think about. Also wasn't the question, though. It was for Jenks. It was his personal preference. So, like, that's what he chose. I think for me, I'd do something.
Building it for the children.
Oh, no, this is for me personally.
No.
I would offer the kids cigarettes, is what I would do.
Mm.
Like, come over here. Let's talk about
some of the wacky tobacco.
Yeah. The wacky
individual tobacco. Rolled joints that have their names on them because I'm a thoughtful parent.
Yeah, for me, I would go chips. You know, not a huge bag, but you know they have those like mini bags of chips that are pretty small, right? Like, it's a nice little pop of flavor. We're not going crazy. Kind bar and Powerade. That's pretty decent.
I think I'm with you on the Powerade thing. I think blue Powerade is the number one elite flavor of sports drinks.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, even more than any flavor of Gatorade. Blue Powerade is my favorite.
Okay. I'm not a big
blue...
So
I feel like you're...
No, I'm with you.
What's the flavor for you?
I always go... I'm very basic. I love the fruit flavor. Like, I like red. Just give me red. I'll drink Just give me red. That's all I want. I want red... Cherry, I don't like strawberry, I don't like watermelon, I like fruit punch or cherry flavored whatever. Outside of that, I'll drink like an orange, whatever, an orange flavored, a blue flavor, whatever that is. I don't even know what it's called, but I generally stick with the color red.
Ah, red v. blue. And funny you say that, because we have Dodgers versus Phillies in the divisional round, where we got to pick a side here. Are you team blue with the Dodgers, who have been tearing the cover off the ball, or do you go with the Phillies, who have been kind of waiting around, but their pitching staff looks maybe a little bit deeper than what the Dodgers are throwing out right now? So the Phillies favored in game one. They are home favorites, -130, Dodgers +110, total of 7.5 runs. Ohtani gets the ball for the Dodgers. 1-1 with a 2.87 ERA this year, and did throw against the Phillies this season, where he threw 5 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts. Then it's Christopher Sanchez, who's having an incredible season for the Phillies. 13-5 with a 2.50 ERA. Did face the Dodgers not too long ago, back on the 16th of September, went 7 strong innings, allowing 4 earned runs. So, Jenks, I think this is a game that falls in the category of games that I want to watch, but not necessarily games I have a strong betting feel for.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, this is going to be an absolute banger of a series. I cannot wait to watch this. I will say, if we're looking at betting this game, I cannot resist Shohei on the mound and getting the Dodgers at plus money? Like, when do you get the Dodgers? And also, look at it this way. I know you were discussing yesterday, which I think is a very fair point, where some of these teams who have been waiting in the wings, I don't know if that layoff is necessarily a good thing. I mean, of course, you can always say, well, they're well-rested, but the Dodgers are playing so well right now. I know it was the Reds, but the Dodgers, remember, won 10 of 15 to end the regular season. They look great against Cincinnati. Maybe some questions about their bullpen, but Roki Sasaki, I think they found something in him, moving him to the back end. So I'm going to be in the Dodgers here.
I think the Dodgers have a really good chance in the first game with Ohtani starting and with the momentum of playing that series against the Reds, because I tend to agree with you. And we've seen this with the Phillies before, where they have waited around and they've been the higher seed, and their bats just get rusty for some reason or another, because certainly on paper, they have an incredible lineup and they should hit a bunch of home runs. I will say what makes me nervous is the Dodgers bullpen, like you mentioned. So maybe you could go with the Dodgers in the first five innings, and that would also kind of go along with, you know, the theory that the Phillies are going to be a bit rusty. You're not going to get yourself quite as much plus money. It's minus 102 for the Dodgers in the first five innings, but I think that's a pretty solid play as well.
Yeah, I think so. And Shohei's been great. I know when he first came back into his dual role with the Dodgers, it kind of took him a while to kind of settle in a little bit, but that hasn't been the case over his last like four or five starts. He's looked unbelievable, and certainly when you go into Philly, Philly's absolutely rake when playing at Citizens Bank Park, but Shohei has allowed one run over his last four starts. That includes 18 and two-thirds shutout innings. So, yeah, give me the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think that would be the play for me, especially when you get them at a very, very good price. All right, next up, let's go to Tigers-Mariners quickly. Because Mariners, big favorites in this game, minus 210. Tigers plus 170. Jenks, have you seen who the Tigers are possibly starting in this game?
No.
Because here's the thing, like, if there was any, because they haven't announced it, at least from what I have seen, but if there is any way that Tarik Skubal is pitching in this game, there's no way that this line will remain Mariners minus 210, because I'll say this, the Tigers certainly always have a chance when Tarik Skubal is on the mound, but the problem is, he just pitched a ton of pitches, over 100 pitches in game one of their first postseason series against the Guardians. So I don't know how far the depth chart goes for the Tigers, because when you are relying on Jack Flaherty for your entire season in game three of that wild card series, it makes me think that the rotation is not that deep. But this does feel like a very, I don't know, it feels like a price that maybe is a bit too high on the Mariners. Minus 210? Do you think the Mariners should be favored by that much?
I'm almost tempted to put a blind bet on the Tigers at plus money just because of the possibility that Skubal could go. I don't think he will, because he threw so many pitches. But then again, he is a competitor, which is one of the reasons why I love watching him, because he wants to pitch, and he wants to pitch deep into games. But if he goes, you talk about incredible value. I would think that that would be built into the number here. I would think, because of that possibility, that Vegas would say, okay, we can't have plus 170 on the Tigers if Skubal goes, so we have to reduce the price here. So I feel like maybe they have an inclination that it's going to be someone else. Also, Jack Flaherty catching a lot of strays on this show over the past couple of days. But I'm almost tempted to
give him credit.
I mean, yeah, he did. He did. He looked good. But overall, your point is well taken. But yeah, at plus 170, I'd put a sprinkle on Detroit. I don't necessarily believe in the Tigers, and I don't know if they really found something against the Guardians, because look, the Guardians had an amazing run to end the season, right? But they were doing it with smoke and mirrors. This is not, if you look at the roster, a great team, not a great hitting team. So now it's clearly a step up in competition. But if they have Skubal on the mound, it's going to be fascinating to watch how these prices switch like that.
Yeah, I would imagine they probably wait at least until game two, so he at least has an extra day of rest. I was looking at the options for the Tigers, and like, these are the guys you're going to be getting if you put your money on the Tigers. Cater Montero, which, if you don't know the name, has a 4.37 ERA. How about Troy Melton? T, as in Troy, if you see that meme with High School Musical, has a 3.05 ERA, which isn't terrible, but still, when you are facing this Mariners lineup who has the best numbers in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to offense, and they have the guy who's the hottest home run hitter in the majors and Big Dumper and Cal Raleigh, especially at home. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm starting to see why this price is minus 210 in game one. And I'll say this, the urgency isn't quite there as much in a five-game series as it is in a three-game series. So maybe the Tigers are just going to sit back and say, hey, we're going to start somebody else. And if we win this one, we're playing with house money. Let's go to the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Yankees coming off, I'm sure, a very emotional win over their rivals in the Red Sox last night. So on Saturday, they'll play on the road in Toronto. Blue Jays home favorites here, minus 125, total of 7.5 runs. We don't know the starters for either of these teams just yet. But what are your feelings on this series, Jenks? Do you have a leaning towards who might come away with the win here?
This is where recency bias comes in, because I kind of got caught up in, I don't like the Yankees, let me just say that, okay? I don't like New York. But if you're just watching from a pure fan perspective, it was hard not to get caught up in watching Schlittler last night and how brilliant he was against the Red Sox, you know, a rookie in a game that the Yankees had to have. And honestly, I think that that win will do huge, huge things for the Yankees confidence-wise, right? Because if they lose that series against the Red Sox, maybe Aaron Boone doesn't have a job. Like, they really needed that. The pressure was on them. And so the pressure is always going to be on the Yankees to some extent because they are the Yankees. But getting past the Red Sox in that spot and getting to this point, I think, is going to really help them and kind of, you know, clear the air as far as some of that pressure is concerned. So the Yankees at plus 105, I don't know who they're going to go with here. Maybe Will Warren. I think he's one of the guys who is projected who could go on Saturday. But I feel like the Blue Jays are a little spotty here, and I like the Yankees at plus 105. But again, maybe it's because of what I saw last night.
I still don't know if I can trust the Blue Jays. And maybe you could say the same for the Yankees, but I think you're right. Sometimes the order of your postseason matchups is not necessarily, like, easiest to hardest. Sometimes you have really hard matchups in the first round. I think that was the case for the Yankees with, like, the emotional ties to playing your bitter rival. And I think, like, the same goes for, like, the Dodgers and the Phillies. The fact that that is a divisional matchup, like, in the NLDS as opposed to the NLCS, like, man, that's a tough one for both teams. Saying, like, oh, you got to the next round? Good luck. You have to face probably top two teams in the National League. So I think for the Yankees, there will be some momentum there. Maybe they can breathe a small sigh of relief. Because I'll say this, the Blue Jays are favored in game one, but they are not favored in the series. Yankees, $1.50 favorites against the Blue Jays. And again, I think one of the storylines is the fact that Aaron Judge is actually hitting well this postseason. Mm-hmm. I understand he didn't get a hit last night, but 2-for-4 in each of the first two games, including that game against Garrett Crochet. And the pitching matchups should be easier. You're not going to be facing a Garrett Crochet in this series. So good news for the Yankees, because that game one matchup against the Red Sox, when it's Garrett Crochet followed by Aroldis Chapman,
yeah,
it's real tough to get any type of hits going against that 1-2 punch. So I think the Yankees certainly have a good chance to down the Blue Jays in the series. Not so sure about game one. All right, Cubs Brewers divisional matchup in the divisional round. Brewers minus 150 in game one, total of 8 runs. Freddie Peralta gets the ball in game one for the Brew Crew. We don't know about the Cubs, and that's kind of been the theme, it feels like, for their pitching rotation. And Jinx, it feels like a red flag to me that you had to go to a bullpen game in game two of the wild card series. Like, usually right, this is something you don't have to do until, like, game four or five because you're out of options. But I feel like this is something that maybe catches up to the Cubs.
Yeah, they used four relievers yesterday. So mm-hmm. I feel like that entire pitching staff is going to be a little worn out, and Milwaukee is rested, which I think here, you know, when you talk about momentum always helps, but the Cubs have used so many arms, and they have to go up against Freddie Peralta. I mean, Freddie Peralta has been fantastic this season, and the Brewers have been great at home. So it's minus 150 for the Brewers on the money line, but I feel like because of the toll that that series took on the Cubs as far as their arms are concerned, I think this is a good spot for Milwaukee in game one.
Yeah, and especially because it's not the friendly confines. We knew that Wrigley was absolutely rocking. You're not going to get that home field advantage in Milwaukee. Coming up next, it's Parlay Central. If you're looking for big plus money, we got you covered next segment. Stick with us here on The Daily Show, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Football Friday. And that also means we've been cooking up some big plus money parlays. We've got Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay coming up. We've got our Squad Parlay coming up. Hopefully we win on both and we don't have to show up at work on Monday. Jenks, we do have the College Game Day Celebrity Picker.
Oh.
It's Theo Vaughn. And I like Theo Vaughn. I think he's really funny. But I want to ask you, because I feel like I have assumed that you have liked people, and you have been very far in the opposite direction. Like,
okay.
I like Pat McAfee, and I know you are not a Pat McAfee person.
I am not.
So let me ask you, without assuming, do you like Theo Vaughn?
I do like Theo Vaughn. I don't know a ton of his stuff, so full disclosure, but I have watched some stuff with him. I watch his, from time to time, I'll see clips from his podcast or whatever it is, his show each week, so I'm not too familiar with him. But, yeah, I think he's interesting and funny.
Yeah, I think he's one of those people that it's like the way that he speaks is so funny. Because he has like
his
such
cadence.
A thick accent.
Yeah.
Right, and he's like so Louisiana that like people from Louisiana are like a different breed in general. But like his stories
Correct.
Of like growing up, you know, in Cajun Louisiana are just so funny. So I think he's going to be good. And plus he has this thing with like Diego Pavia where him and Diego Pavia are apparently boys. Theo Vaughn does live here in Nashville and he's always on the sidelines of these games. So I think he will be a great choice for College Game Day. But let me ask you, since you don't like Pat McAfee, do you watch College Game Day?
Oh, sure. I think Game Day is great. It's a tradition, but I feel like that ESPN is, you know, they're shoehorning him into the role where they want him to be the new age Lee Corso, right? Like, here's the guy that does all the crazy stuff, even though Corso is just known for sort of the mascot heads. But to me, it's way over the top, at least for my taste. And it stands out where it feels forced to me. But Game Day is something that, you know, no matter where they go, no matter who they have on, it's still must watch for me.
So then I'm going to assume that you don't love Dave Portnoy in the same role for Big Noon Kickoff.
You are correct. that is correct. I have certain standards by which I abide, and one of those is not watching anything that Dave Portnoy does. Correct.
Because I feel like it's almost, it's not the same brand of like demographic, but I feel like it's pretty close to Pat McAfee's
demographic.
It's just not for me, and maybe it's age, but also a lot of it is, I mean, I don't want to get in the weeds with Portnoy, but if you look at his history, I mean, it's pretty checkered as far as if you're looking for someone who has a strong moral compass, which he does not. So that is something that does not resonate with me at all. And also, it's just not necessarily my style. Like, I appreciate humor and I appreciate, you know, pushing boundaries. But when something gets so bombastic that it feels like attention seeking as opposed to something that sort of fits within the bigger piece of what I'm watching, then that's something that tends to turn me away. But also, it's not for me. So I understand that too.
Right. Yeah, like they're looking for a certain demographic.
Correct.
And listen, like Fox had to do something. Because, like, they're probably not competing with College Game Day anyway. But I think the difference between him and Pat McAfee is that Pat McAfee actually played in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And so he can do these, like, wild stunts, but he also gives very good football analysis. So I think, like, obviously he has the leg up for me mm-hmm. over Dave Portnoy when it comes to that role. All right, let's get to some college football and get to David's Double D Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football D-Gen Parlay.
I am exhausted, but guess what? It's week 6, so let's give out some winning picks. I've got Iowa State on the money line at Cincinnati. Baylor, -6.5 versus Kansas State. I took the under in Air Force versus Navy. Texas, -5.5 at Florida. Vanderbilt, +10.5 at Alabama. Virginia, +6.5 at Louisville. Nebraska, -11.5 at versus Michigan State. Texas Tech, -11.5 at Houston. Miami, -4.5 at Florida State. Mississippi State, +15.5 at Texas A&M. Kansas, -4 at UCF. And Duke on the money line at Cal. I did use the BetMGM College Football 50% odds boost. My odds are 3,413-1. $5 pays me $17,069.46. Let's go!
That's right. You should not be making any type of parlay without using the odds boost token available at BetMGM. Just click to activate your odds boost token on any college football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. So we'll be rooting for you, David. All right, now it's time to get to the squad ride and see what the squad is riding for in the squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
That's right. Step right up and try your hand at winning some big plus money. All right, so here's what we do. We have everybody on staff giving a leg for the squad parlay, and we hope and pray to the betting gods that it hits. We have hit one of these before, and I will say that every week to remind the people of that because we are living and basking in that glory still. So, Jenk, start us off here. What are you throwing in the squad parlay?
I'm going to London Town, and I'm playing the Vikings, who are sitting right now at 3.5 against the Browns, -3.5. I'm going to play them down to 3 at -140. So, look, we know Dylan Gabriel is getting the start for Cleveland. And, yes, that Browns defense is very tough, and the Vikings have Carson Wentz. Still, even if you're not a Carson Wentz person, Carson Wentz versus Dylan Gabriel is still an advantage for the Vikings. And if you're Dylan Gabriel, you have to go against this Brian Flores defense in your first ever start. Also, we know the Browns defense is stout, and it comes down to Myles Garrett. He is the best defender by far on that defense, one of the best in the NFL. However, he's been banged up this week. He's probably going to go, but definitely not at full strength. I think yesterday was the first time he actually got on the practice field, so that could be a situation where the Cleveland defense takes a bit of a step back. So I just think this is a bad spot for Dylan Gabriel to get his first start in the NFL. So give me Vikings -3.
You said you're not a Carson Wentz person, but I was thinking, are there Carson Wentz people that still exist? Like, this reminds me of the people, like the girls in middle school, they're like, yeah, Joey Fatone is my favorite member of NSYNC. And you're like, what? So I don't know if Carson Wentz, like, stands still exist. But maybe they do, and I'd like to think of that. All right, next up is me. And so for me, I usually go with the props. And I think one of the best games on the board in the NFL for props this week is going to be the Jets and the Cowboys. We got a high total in this one at 47.5. I think the over is a solid play. But the play I'm using for the squad parlay is going to be Garrett Wilson over his receiving prop this week, over 62.5 receiving yards. Point blank, the Cowboys are giving up the most receiving yards of any team in the NFL. And Garrett Wilson has a pretty high floor to where he's had at least 8 targets per game. And the lowest amount he's had is 50 yards this season. So he's at 82, 84, 50, and 95. And last game, coming off a loss to the Dolphins, had 8 targets, 6 catches, and 82 yards. So we know Justin Fields likes throwing to him, and why would you not? Especially when the season's on the line. This is when you rely on your true number one receiver. So Garrett Wilson is the play for me. All right, Double D, which college football game are you choosing for the squad parlay?
I'm going back to what I loved last year, and that's people not believing in Vanderbilt. I still don't think there's a lot of love for Vanderbilt. I think they think they're better than they were last year, but I don't think they realize how good Vanderbilt is. I think Vanderbilt might have the best offensive line in the SEC. I think they go into Tuscaloosa and at least cover, if not win, this game against Alabama. Diego Pavia is that guy. He once again, you mentioned it earlier, harken back to Johnny Football.
All right. Next up, Dylan, I'm seeing your pick in the rundown, and I am dreading trying to pronounce this. So what is it? We know it's in UFC. That is your specialty. No. I need to at least hear you do it. So give us the play.
It's Jiří Procházka on the money line versus Khalil Roundtree. This is just another not a title eliminator, but somewhere up there. Both these guys lost to the guy that's fighting in the main event for the title. But I think Jiří Procházka is just bigger, more physical. I think he's going to wear down Roundtree. It's only a 3-round fight, so he can kind of expend the gas tank a little more. When you have a guy that's that crafty and hard-hitting, and he can just use all his gas up, give me him on the money line. Minus 190 is not a bad price for him.
Nice. All right, so those of you who are looking to find this in the app, just look for Roundtree and pick the other guy. All right, Dan, you're next. Close us out here.
You want to give Jiří Procházka a go, Chelsea? Me and Jiří go way back. Look at that.
I'll do it at the end.
I'm going to college. I'm going to take Texas Tech, laying 11.5 on the road against Houston. Baron Morton's going to be playing for Texas Tech. He's your starting quarterback. He's dealing with a neck injury over the past couple of weeks, but he's going to be good to go. Houston is a fine team in the Big 12, but Texas Tech is a great team in the Big 12. They pay a lot of money to be a great team in the Big 12, and I think they have a very strong performance this weekend, so I got them laying 11.5.
Ooh, get your guns up. All right, so here's the squad parlay. We have the Vikings laying 3. We have Garrett Wilson over 62.5 receiving yards. We got Vandy plus 10.5. We've got Jiří Procházka. Look at that. Wow. On the money line against Khalil Roundtree. Hell yeah. Look at this Southern girl. And then Texas Tech laying 11.5 against Houston. Odds of 15, plus 1587. $5 get you $84. And 36 cents. So maybe not shooting for the moon, but Jenks, we got to win one of these. And again, so we don't have to live on the glory that is the one squad parlay that we've won in the history of this show.
I mean, we hit one. Why not another? I'm trying to figure out the weak link.
Is it me? I'm always figuring like, maybe it's me.
You are the weakest link.
Am I? I am. I mean, do we trust Carson Wentz against this Browns defense? Am I the one that's going to lose this for us?
Well, the thing is, I don't know enough about Texas Tech or Khalil Roundtree and Jiří Procházka. So it's just like there's only a few things for me to choose from to be the sabotage factor.
Fair. Fair. I mean, Dylan's crushed his UFC bets. I'm not worried about that at all.
Right. Like, we can't because he has been very good for us in the squad parlay. So we'll see. Hopefully it's not me. Hopefully Garrett Wilson does not lose this play by a mere half yard, because I will say this. That has been the case for a lot of my prop bets, losing by 1 yard. So Garrett Wilson, go way over this number. You're facing the Cowboys defense. It's a get-right spot for everybody's offense. You can do it, brother. You can do it. All right, coming up next, it's hour 3 of the show. We'll relive our biggest betting lessons from last night's Niners upset over the Rams and what we learned from the wild card round in Major League Baseball next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.